Sure. So I was interested in fitness from a fairly young age. I was a little guy in high school, and I was always kind of intimidated. And so, I was reading the back of the comic books with the guy in the muscle getting this, sand kicked in his face. And so I always wanted to be that big buff dude. And so I started lifting weights when I was a teenager, and I got into martial arts because I just really wanted to protect myself. And from there, fitness became something that was very interesting to me. When I was younger, it was really more about aesthetics and looking good. But as I got older, that kind of faded away, and it was really more about health and well-being.
What was your degree in?
So I got my degree,
Oh,
sorry, in kinesiology, which was
okay. Awesome.
exercise and nutritional sciences.
I hear that's tough.
Most people think, oh, you're just a PE teacher, those are easy classes. But, they're
I've heard the opposite.
it's it I think it's getting more a better reputation now, maybe, than when I was in school. It was a pretty new subject, and not a lot of people knew about it. Usually when I say kinesiology, people are like, huh? But now I think it's a little more mainstream. But there's a lot of science classes, anatomy and physics and things along those lines. But I liked those classes. So, it was all the other classes like literature and history and stuff that I had to take that I wasn't so fond of.
What would you say is the most stressful part of your job?
Time management is definitely the hardest thing, especially when I first started out when I made business. It was just me for at least the first few years. And so I did literally everything from teaching all the classes and doing all the one-on-one appointments, as well as running and managing the gym. So that's probably the biggest stressful thing. And then, that like a lot of businesses, it gets really busy some times of the year, and then it gets really slow some times of the year. So figuring that out, I think, was a big hurdle for me.
Did you face any challenges getting to where you are now in your career?
I mean, there's a ton of little things. Like, there's no like one thing that I was like, oh, I had to figure this out. It was always just little things that you kind of figure out as you go. Like,
Can you name an example?
sure, how a lease works, and what does each term of the year mean? That was a big learning experience for me. Getting my equipment, and which vendor do I use, and how much do I order, and where do I get it from, and how do I build out the gym, and how am I going to find a contractor to do that, and the place. I mean, the list goes on and on. Finding the right people is probably the hardest thing to help teach the classes. That's still my struggle. Probably the most important thing, because I believe the people that